شراب ای گذشته ز جان در ره هدف، چون نجات انسان شعار توست، مرگ در راه حق افتخار توست.
السلام علیکم برادرز و سیسترز و ریسپکتد مولانا. Today I will be talking about Islamic awakening and role of Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayh. Imam Khomeini was born in September 22, 1902 in Khomeini, Iran. He passed away in June 3, 1989 in Tehran, Iran. His spouse was Khadija Saqafi. His parents were Haja Agha Khanum and Mustafa Khomeini. His children were Ahmad Khomeini, Zahra Mustafawi Khomeini, Mustafa Khomeini, Farida Khomeini, and Sadiqa Khomeini. Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayh was a prominent figure that not only served the ambitions of Islam, but also served the human community as a whole. Those who are familiar with Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayh and his manner and character, both in theory and practice, agree that his life has been one of the most apparent examples of fighting despotism. Following Imam Khomeini in attaining human development and perfection in all individual and social aspects is the best and the most favorable way to salvation. Imam Khomeini is a proclaimer of dynamic and alive Islam in theory and in practice. The victory of the Islamic Revolution, which is unique in depth among the past century's movements, is the most important result of the years of his efforts in religious revival and reform of his society. Imam Khomeini's predictions have come true, both in his own lifespan and after his demise, and it is in need of review and restudy from time to time. Imam has identified the Islamic words, points of weakness and strength. His words are not just for Muslims of a specific time, but for Muslims of all times. In order to understand his campaigns, patterns, and his views concerning the Islamic awakening and unification of the Islamic Ummah in front of the East and the West domination, I offer a part of his famous sayings. Number one, this power of Islam, the power of faith and of the nation, and the awakening of the nation has arisen under the protection of the glorious Quran and the teachings of Islam. Number two, I seek refuge in God Almighty and pray to Him for the awakening of the Muslims and for success in reaching our Islamic goals. May He sever the hands of those who wish to create dissension among the Muslim countries. Number three, all must know that the superpowers' aim in creating Israel does not end the occupation of Palestine. They plan, heaven forbid, to extend the faith of Palestine to all Arab countries. Number four, do not support Israel, this enemy of Islam and Arabs, for this listless viper will have no mercy on you, young or old, if it gets within your reach. Number five, Muslims should be awake, Muslims should be alert, that if a dispute takes place among Sunni and Shia brothers, it is harmful to all of us. It is harmful to all Muslims. Those who want to sow discord are neither Sunni nor Shia. They are agents of the superpowers and work for them. May Allah help us get directed in our honorable Imam has intended. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.